Welcome to the Pat's Militia Podcast featuring Ryan Kennedy.
That completion is good for another Patriot.
First down.
Your New England Patriots are five-time champions. The podcast for the fans, by the fans.
What's up there, Pat's Nation? Pat's Militia coming at you, Ryan Kennedy with another podcast today. Today's going to be a great podcast. We just beat the Saints, came off a killer game. So today we're going to basically break down the game, talk about everything, what was amazing, what could be worked on. But in the meantime, it's Victory Monday, so Pats Nation, celebrate today. Get your coffee. Enjoy the day. I mean, Pats are 1-1. Yeah, we could be 2-0, but after the way Tom Brady played this week, we have nothing to worry about. The only thing that will beat us this season is ourselves, as in injuries, which we will talk to later in this podcast. So, to break it down, first to start out what I thought of the game, I thought the game was amazing. I mean, seeing Brady go off like that in the first, especially in the first quarter, throwing three touchdowns, I was like, wow, like, you could tell he came out. The whole Patriots offense, they came out with, like, fire. They were not playing around this week. They just came out and were like, we got to show the NFL. We still got this. We will not lose. We will work our ass off. And that's what they did. They came out there and they played an amazing game. So, first quarter was amazing. I think the whole game we played pretty good. I mean, towards the end, we were slipping up and not capitalizing on drives and just ending with field goals. But hey, it's still points, and we pretty much had the game wrapped up regardless. So to talk about some stats now from the game, let's talk about Tom Brady's wicked performance. Tom Brady, 30 for 39 on completions, which is absolutely stellar, especially compared to last week. 447 passing yards. That's a lot of passing yards. Like that's 447. That's, whew. So, I mean, yeah, so 447 passing yards, which is the most passing yards by a 40-year-old in a game ever, passing Brett Favre. Three touchdowns, all in the first quarter. He could have had more, but we just kind of wanted to focus on different aspects of the game and run the ball more once we already had a comfortable lead, so we wouldn't give away too much of our plays and stuff for the rest of the season. So as far as the passing touchdowns, that's actually Tom Brady passed good old Peyton Manning for the most games ever with three touchdowns and zero interceptions with 52. It's a lot of games like that. It was also Tom Brady's career record for a quarter, which is three touchdowns in one quarter. So as you can see, Tom Brady was just tearing it up yesterday. And I mean, great game by him. You could tell he came out there, and you could tell after last week he was not happy. So, I mean, kind of expected him to go off, but he definitely passed my expectations and played an amazing freaking game. So, rushing-wise, Mike Gillisley, 69 yards and one touchdown, pretty good. I like this guy a lot. I mean, I think we replaced LeGarrette Blount because you'd see we'd hand it off to him off the middle, and he'd just carry a pile with him, which was – I mean, I watched him in Buffalo last year, and I didn't never really see it. He was more like an outside running back, like sweeps and stuff, but I never really saw him just like power through a pile like that. So like seeing that was like really impressive. So now we know, like, on the goal line or when we need those short yard situations, instead of doing the Brady sneak, which is a little risky, but it worked yesterday. Just I'm always scared for Brady when that happens. But we know so we can hand it off to someone who can ground and pound it up the middle, bit of bang, bit of boom, touchdown, first down, whatever. So, with that, I mean, we're set. Our running game, Gillisley, I think he deserves the starting position. He's been playing really hard. I mean, 69 yards, one touchdown. He didn't even really have that many attempts. But, I mean, props to him. Receiving-wise, whoa, we had some guys step up yesterday. Well, we saw a little guy. I don't know if you guys remember him, but his name is Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski went out there yesterday, six receptions and 116 yards and a touchdown. That 53-yard touchdown catch where he threw that defender off him was amazing. So it was nice just seeing Gronk out there and doing Gronk things, knocking people off him, getting wide open down the field. He should have had another touchdown, but unfortunately a defender was there and kind of just bounced off his hands over the other shoulder. But, I mean, that's fine. He'll bounce back from that. As far as Gronk, as you guys saw, he went down with an injury and went to the medical tent. I think we all like held our breath for a second and almost started bawling their eyes out. I mean, I was pretty close. I was terrified and not want to check Twitter. I just wanted to like go to sleep and not know. But eventually, I toughed it out, got the notification. So it was just a groin, which is fine. I mean, he was on the bike, he loosened it up. So, I mean, it's good he didn't play again, but I think he'll be fine by next week. After the game, he gave a thumbs up. He said he was good, he was feeling good, he's ready to go. So I think he'll definitely be back this week. He just had a little groin, got tight. I mean, just stretch it out. I mean, with the trainers and stuff, we'll show him how to get better, and he should be back. He also had some great blocks, like on the Gillislee run. He pancaked the dude pretty much that Gillislee was running behind, so you could give that touchdown partially to Gronk, too, because his blocking was just stellar. I mean, it's hard to line up against a guy who's that big and muscular as Gronk. Receiving-wise, James White. Let's talk about that guy. On the screens, he had 85 yards receiving, which is just, like, completely unheard of for a running back, unless you're from New England. You look at other teams, the receivers will get, like, a few screens, or they'll kind of spread it out. But, like, anything over, like, 50 yards receiving for a receiver is just, like, pretty uncommon. So, like, seeing James White go out there and really step up with our receivers out was just really, really cool. I mean, he's a small guy. But, like, on the screens, he's really good. I mean, he wouldn't even line up at receiver sometimes, which, I mean, he proves that he can catch balls, and he proves that he can dump the ball to him behind the line of scrimmage, and he can break it out for a 10-yard first down. So that's a guy that I've always admired on the Patriots. James White, he's little. He just kind of came to the league and just worked really, really hard and just keeps proving himself week after week. Chris Hogan, another stellar performance. Didn't have a touchdown, but 78 yards, which is still very good. A guy who caught my eye yesterday. Wasn't really sure how he would fit in with this offense, but let's talk about Philip Dorsett, recently acquired from the Colts for Jacoby Brissett. Philip Dorsett yesterday had 68 yards on 3 targets and 3 receptions. So every ball that was thrown this guy's way, he made a catch. The one by the goal line when it was a deep pass of 23 yard, that was a really nice snag. I think this guy is really good and up to something. I mean, this was, like, his first full game where he got looks and passes. He also had, like, a reverse, and he got a first down. But, yeah, this was his really first game on the pass where he got, like, deep threat passes and passes thrown to him. And he made it really enjoyable to watch. I mean, that one, he had, like, 2 dudes on him. He just kind of went up and grabbed it, which was really nice. I mean, he's super fast, so he gets open pretty quickly. So, yeah, Philip Dorsett, I'd say he was, like, the standout of the game, like, not like the standout, but the standout you weren't really expecting. Because, like, we all expected Gronk to do good, and James White is always good in Hogan. But Dorsett really came out there and worked hard yesterday, and it showed in his gameplay, which I'm very, very happy with. Yeah, and as far as Brandon Cooks, he had 2 receptions for 37 yards. He was targeted 4. One, he had a drop. The one was a 22-yard pass. I mean, he's still averaging 18.5 per reception. But, I think he'll just get better as it goes and he gets used to the offense. I think the Saints were definitely doubling down on him. I mean, he played for them for his whole career up until now, so they guess they kind of know his moves and what we were going to try to do with him. So instead of him, we had Dorsett open. Dorsett averaged 22.7 of reception, which is great. Hogan averaged 15.6 and Gronk 19.3. So to people saying Brady still can't throw the deep ball, just please check out those stats of his receivers' averages. Because it's ridiculous, and Brady can still sling it, as we saw. He can throw it deep, he can throw it short. So give Tom Brady the ball, and he will make something amazing happen. So offense looks stellar. We just got to stay healthy. I mean, Hogan was hurt towards the end. Dorsett was hurt towards the end. Like, who else would we have? Cooks, James White, especially when Gronk was out, and then Gillislee at running back. But, yeah, I mean, yesterday we only lined up with three receivers in our lineup. That was the first time since, like, 2006 that's even happened. Like, we could have picked someone off our practice squad. We could have found someone. But we were just like, no, we're going to roll with it. We have 4 running backs who can basically play as receivers, especially James White. And we saw Burkhead early on. James White and Burkhead can both pretty much play receiver positions because they're amazing at catching. Deion Lewis can also make great catches, as we've seen before. We've seen some deep passes to Deion before where they've worked. So Belichick wasn't worried. He said, we only have 3 receivers, but our running backs can make up for that. And they definitely did, especially James White. I mean, he was pretty much a starting receiver. He had more receiving yards than any of our receivers besides Gronk, but he's a tight end. So Yeah, so, I mean, I think we'll see more of James White splitting out wide, and I'm definitely expect to see a lot more screens to him, because every year after year, you just see the little dumps to James White, and he can just break the tackles and go, which I love watching. I mean, I love that guy. But yeah, we just got to stay healthy, focus on that, take it easy, don't force the ball to a single receiver too much, because we can't afford to lose anyone, especially with Amendola out with the concussion. Hopefully he's back next week. If not this week, definitely next week. With Edelman out for the season, we just got to make sure our receivers can stay healthy, because, I mean, Brady is the GOAT and all, but if he has no receivers to pass to, it won't be as pretty for us. But I think the core we have on offense right now, if we stay healthy, we can definitely make it very far this season. And now we're going to move on to the defensive side of the ball, Pass Nation. So defensive side of the ball, one guy I want to talk about was Dietrich Wise. He's been playing really good this season. He's had a sack in the past two games, and he's been applying a lot of pressure, even on some of the passes where Brees had to throw out or force out. He was there, crowding the line, making the tackles, taking advantage of their rookie linemen. An overall great game, great start to the season. A sack in both games, so let's keep him rolling. I mean, it's nice that after we lose a good chunk of our offensive line, we have someone there who can step up and become a team player and bring pressure to the quarterback like it's needed. And Jonathan Jones, defensive back, really impressed me. That one in the end zone, threw it to him. He came by, punched out of the guy's hand, completely saved a touchdown when the game was close. So that was very clutch. He also had another breakup that game. But, yeah, he played really good. We haven't really seen much of him in the past seasons, but last game he definitely played really good, and I think Belichick's going to see that, and I think he's definitely getting a lot more opportunities to be playing the ball. So defense, we definitely need to work on the deep ball. Stephon Gilmore is not very good at covering the deep ball, as we have seen the past two games. Drew Brees had some deep passes down the field or 30 more yards, so we just got to make sure those dudes aren't open. We got to be able to stop that, because that's going to come back to bite us, especially when we play a good team with good receivers. The Saints don't really have good receivers, but what if we're playing, say, the Broncos with, Thomas and Sanders, who are both good deep threat receivers, so we're going to have to prevent the deep ball. Malcolm Butler played pretty good. I'm not worried about Malcolm Butler or McCourty. It's mostly just, Gilmore and guys like Rowe. Even Rowe has been stepping up. So let's just hope that we practice the deep ball and we know how to defend it, and when we think they're going deep, to have, Gilmore and McCourty lined up on them. Or Jonathan Jones, because as we see, Gilmore's not the fastest guy, and I don't want him just getting burned all season. It's kind of sad. I think he's going to turn around eventually, probably this week. I mean, he's going to get some scrutiny at practice from Belichick of and they're going to teach him how to cover the deep ball properly. I think they're going to utilize him to the best of his capability, and I think that he will turn around, and one of these times he's going to get an interception, and then from there it's just going to hype him up, and he's just going to keep going and killing it. As far as special teams, punt return, I don't know, no idea what Chung's doing back there. I couldn't tell you. We should put Dorsett or something back there, because Chung's never going to return a punt for yards. Even when Amendola gets healthy, we have no reason to put Amendola back there. That's just not smart, because if he returns a punt, that's another time he's going to get hurt. And because if he's returning a punt, that's just another time he's going to get hit, and I don't want to risk getting one of our clutch receivers hurt again. So, punt return, I don't know what we should do, but Chung is just not really going to cut it. I mean, he's good at calling fair catches and catching it, but if we want a solid punt return, I don't think he's the guy. And if he got hurt, that wouldn't be good either. So Gostkowski, 3 for 3 on the field goals. Great game that-wise. He missed an extra point and banged off the field goal post, which is not a good sight to see. It does not make me happy. I mean, he nailed 3 field goals, but then you miss an extra point. Come on, Goss, man. So, he just got the extra points, man. He missed one in the Super Bowl, that game against the Broncos 2 years ago. He missed one that pretty much cost us the game and made us go for 2. But, I mean, those extra points, man, you gotta get those. It's easy points. It's sad, but gotta hit those extra points, Goss. So that's our offense, that's our defense, that's our special teams. Thank you to everyone who watched our first ever Pets Militia post-game live show. So basically we went on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter live, took your questions, had some people call in, talked to you guys about the game. It was a lot of fun. We gave some merch away, but yeah, it was fun. Definitely check it out next week. Live show, we'll be giving stuff away. We'll be talking about the game, full coverage right after the game. And I'd like to thank you all for stopping by and watching this. So basically, this week we will have another podcast coming out midweek. So it'll be like a little preview to the Texans. You might make it a call-in show, but stay tuned for that. Gonna try to get two a week out for you guys. Just keep pumping these out all season long. Hope you guys have been enjoying the Pats Militia podcast. So what did you guys think of Tony Romo announcing? I mean, honestly, I like the guy. He made the game pretty enjoyable. The way he analyzed plays and even before they happened, very good. So honestly, I was impressed by him. I hope he does some more Patriots games this year because I thought he did a stellar job, way better than Phil Sims. His references were good. It seems like he knew his stuff, his stats. So let's hope he announces some more Patriots games this season. So yeah, after all, I mean, there's not much more to say besides that Brady played amazing. Gronk played amazing. Brady had more rushing yards than Ezekiel Elliott, Mr. MVP candidate last year. He had 8 yards on nine attempts. And guess what Brady had? 9 yards on one attempt. I think we know who the better rusher is there between them two. So yeah, very good game. Brady, any day Brady throws over 400 yards for his 10th time in his career, he did. I mean, that's always a good day. Seeing Tom Brady go out there and throw over 400 yards. Anything over 300 for Brady is always like, oh yeah, this is nice. But yeah, over 400 for Brady was always great to see. It's just amazing to see a guy that old, I mean, 40 years old, still in the NFL. I mean, we all love him so much. It's just amazing to see him go out there and just grind and still just work hard. I mean, we've been so lucky to be able to grow up and, like, go all these years, these past seasons, just watching Brady grow as a player and grow as a person. And just, it's just something I truly appreciate, just going out every week, looking forward to watching just Brady go out there. Because every week he just blows my mind, pretty much. Any good game he has, it's just like the reads he makes on defenses, the audibles he calls when he sees people lining up in formations. He just changed the play and finds someone open. I mean, his pocket presence has just gotten better with age. I mean, people collapsing on him from the sides, he just steps up in the pocket, and it's phenomenal. You didn't really see him do this like 10 years ago as good as he does today. And I feel like he's definitely getting kind of faster through the years. I mean, he scrambles now. I mean, he's not really run, but yesterday he had like that 9-yard run almost for the first on the third down. And like in the Super Bowl, he had a really good run. So like his pocket presence, and he just seems super, super comfortable with stepping up in the line and making a run if he has to. And he hasn't really forced any bad passes away. I mean, the one interception was he knew there was 12 men on the field, so he just kind of bombed it up. But yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about how Tom Brady pretty much officiated that game. Tom Brady is a better, like, officiator than most NFL refs, if you guys haven't noticed. I mean, yesterday with the 12 men on the field, he called it out. He was like, oh, it's 12 men on the field. He called it before the refs even knew it. He walked up to him, he's like, 12 men on the field. He just kind of bombed it up. When he bombed that up, like, because, like, no one really watching really knew. So when he bombed it up, we were like, what? And then Tony Romo to the rescue, because we were all a little confused, because Brady just kind of bombed it up. Tony Romo to the rescue said, oh, there's too many men on the field. So that's why I like listening to Romo, because he'd provide those, like, insights other announcers wanted, because, like, right away, he knew. And he was like, Brady wouldn't just throw it up like that if something didn't happen. I just hope Brady keeps going, throwing touchdowns and no interceptions, because it just makes him look better on paper and it makes the haters embrace us more, which is always nice. So, after all, that's my notes on the game. Thank you guys very much for listening to the Pats Militia podcast. I'll see you guys later this week. Make sure you're checking on our Twitter at Pats Militia Cast and Pats Militia for the latest Patriots news. PatsMilitia.com for the latest Patriots blogs and articles. And we'll see you next week, folks. Take it easy and enjoy this win and the greatness of Tom freaking Brady.
Thank you for listening to the Pats Militia Podcast.
So what did you guys think of Tony Romo announcing? I mean, honestly, I like the guy. He made the game pretty enjoyable. The way he analyzed plays and even before they happened, very good. So Thank you to everyone who watched our first ever Pets Militia post-game live show. So basically, we went on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter live, took your questions, had some people call in, talked to you guys about the game. It was a lot of fun. We gave some merch away, but yeah, it was fun. Definitely check it out next week. Live show, we'll be giving stuff away. We'll be talking about the game, full coverage right after the game. And I'd like to thank you all for stopping by and watching this. And so basically, this week we will have another podcast coming out midweek. So it would be like a little preview to the Texans. You might make it a call-in show, but stay tuned for that. Going to try to get two a week out for you guys. Just keep pumping these out all season long. Hope you guys have been enjoying the Pats Militia podcast. And I think this is a wrap for this episode. I mean, covered all the basics. I think we played some great, great football. But what did you guys think of Tony Romo announcing? I mean, honestly, I like the guy. He made the game pretty enjoyable. The way he analyzed plays and even before they happened, very good. So honestly, I was impressed by him. I hope he does some more Patriots games this year because I thought he did a stellar job, way better than Phil Sims. His references were good. It seems like he knew his stuff, his stats. So let's hope he announces some more Patriots games this season. So yeah, after all, I mean, there's not much more to say besides that.